Trend number four is digital twin. Digital twins are virtual simulations of real-world objects. There can be digital twins of people, processes, and things. This concept is used, among others, by heavy equipment manufacturers and airlines in order to monitor real-world assets and drive significant savings in maintenance or repair and operations areas. Over time, these digital twins of various processes, of people and things, are going to be linked together to support smart cities and similar initiatives. The fifth trend on the strategic technology trend list is Empowered Edge. The Empowered Edge is all about how we're driving greater capabilities into those edge devices. There are three key things that deserve our attention here. Number one is cloud to the edge, looking at how cloud computing is not competing with the edge, but we're using cloud architectures to deliver capabilities and manage capabilities out to the edge. It's also about actually empowering those edge devices with AI chips, greater computing capabilities, more storage. And finally, it's about communicating to the edge. So, things like 5G that are going to start ramping up and growing over the next 5 years are going to really drive edge computing. Trend number six is called immersive experience. It is about the way people interact with the digital world as well as the way they perceive its changes. This world can be described as the world of augmented, virtual, and mixed reality. In some ways, this trend is quite similar to remote assistance. A company might use it, for example, to have an engineer work with somebody in a remote plant to get a piece of equipment back online. As a result, millions of dollars are saved and the production line is not down. Immersive experience is also about interacting with the digital world. That's where various conversational platforms, chatbots and customer service agents should be mentioned.